The population of Northeast Florida has grown significantly since the last census. As Ennis Davis is here to tell us, most of that growth has been in the counties surrounding Jacksonville. So Ennis, as you put it, the exurbs are emerging. What does that mean?
An exurb could be described as a bedroom community. Where it differs from a suburban area is a suburban area may have a mix of uses. And bedroom communities are typically generally residential, where long commutes for those residents take place.
Yeah, I mean, I know off the top of my head several people who have made that decision to move to St. John's and commute into Jacksonville every day for various reasons. I'm assuming one of the fastest growing of those would be St. John's, right?
Yeah, St. John's, along with Nassau County, Clay County, and Baker, about 54% of new residents in the Jacksonville area have moved to these counties since 2010. What we're now witnessing is developments and developers and communities starting to respond to those changing growth demographics.
Developers are looking at these surrounding areas and saying, how can we offer you something unique here, right?
Yes. One of the most interesting developments is Beachwalk off County Road 210 in northern St. John's County, which is roughly a 1,000-acre development where it features a private beach for its residents only, even though it's 15 miles west of the actual Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, so that one's targeting people who like the beach, but they don't want it to be too beachy. And then what are some others?
So in Nassau County, we have Wildlight that is currently being developed. That site is located at the intersection of Interstate 95 and State Road 200. Mm-hmm. The main thing that's being marketed with that particular development is a new spin on new urbanism, but this FLOCO style of architecture.
FLOCO.
Florida style or variation of what is known as low country architecture.
Ah.
And the low country basically being described as the area of the coastal south from Charleston, South Carolina on the north to northern Florida to the south.
These developers are jumping in these areas surrounding Jacksonville, and people are moving to these areas. So what is the impact that we're seeing in this latest census on Jacksonville proper?
What really stands out is the city's becoming more diverse. Historically, it's always been a white-black type of city. And now what we're seeing is an increase in Hispanic population as well as the Asian population. And there's also more dense development starting to occur. So I know we talk a lot about the new developments in downtown, such as the District or Lot J, which is being proposed by the Jacksonville Jaguars. But we're also seeing several multifamily developments in the St. John's Town Center area, Bartram Park, Brooklyn, as well as Phillips Highway.
The increased diversity in Jacksonville, what's behind that?
So there's several things that we could say could be factors. Number one, as Jacksonville grows and becomes a larger city, there's more economic opportunity. Number two, historically, we're still in a trend of where there could be white flight occurring within the region.
Are we seeing that supported in the census data? Are we seeing an increase in white residents surrounding Jacksonville and a decrease in Jacksonville itself?
So we're seeing a slight decrease in Jacksonville itself, and we're seeing not as much growth of other immigrants and cultures and races within the other counties and a higher percentage of a white population.
Let's take the big picture here, Ennis. What does all of this mean for Northeast Florida residents?
More choice. Not only will we have more choice in terms of housing types that we can look into, there's more choice in terms of the neighborhoods, the environments, the cultural experiences that are being developed. And then there's also choice in terms of housing prices.
Ennis Davis is a co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.